This weekend, there is a Christmas extravaganza taking place in Avon Lake, thanks to the good folks over at Love Astray. And here to tell us more about the Christmas extravaganza is Courtney Kundmuller. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have a very good time this weekend at that Christmas extravaganza. For those who are not aware, what are the details on the extravaganza this weekend?
Well, we've been doing this for quite a few years. It centers around our pet photos with Santa. It takes place this Sunday, December 3rd, from noon to 5. We extended it by about an hour to try to take care of all the wonderful people that come. So it's held at Paws by the Lake, which is at 33757 Lake Road in Avon Lake.
You mentioned this has really grown over the years, and you mentioned that you also tacked on an extra hour this year to accommodate all parties involved. How many folks have you guys had attend this in years past?
Oh, goodness. We've had well over 100 the last couple of years. So, you know, as you can imagine, trying to get all those great people in to get their picture with Santa can take a little bit of time. So we're doing everything in our power to make it quick and make it a fun thing for people to enjoy, as well as get a wonderful photo by the big picture photography. It comes in a little photo frame. It's a little 4x6, and it's a $12 donation to come in and enjoy the time.
And there are a lot of details involved with this, too. It's not just the pictures with Santa. There are a lot of other things involved. There's a raffle involved. There's Santa's workshop. You guys also have the Woodsman Santa returning this year. Tell us all about the Woodsman Santa.
Yes, back by popular demand. He is, well, woodsy, I mean, for lack of a better term, but we have a new background as well to go with him. And we've also tacked on Santa's helper to help not only Santa handle the dogs, but to also bring a little flair to the photo. So there's some nice trees in the background. It's a little outdoor photo. I think everyone's really going to love it.
The Woodsman Santa, is it safe to say that it's kind of easy to compare that to like a lumberjack Santa, very similar?
I'd say very similar, yeah. We have a flannel coat and some nice green pants and some tall brown boots, and it just looks really, really nice with everybody that comes in, because we get people dressed up for the holiday, both their kids and themselves, and, you know, the dogs are a little dressed up. So it's a real universal Santa that everybody really seems to enjoy.
We are talking with Courtney Kundmuller from Love Astray about their Christmas extravaganza event in Avon Lake this coming Sunday. Boy, you guys also have a raffle. What are the details on the raffle? What kinds of prizes are involved?
No, you know, the raffle varies year to year. We have some wonderful prizes. We have, I know, at least one wine basket. We have a donation by Ichiban and just a bunch of different dog-related items. So our raffles are always really wonderful. We have 6 to 8, maybe a couple more raffle baskets. So that's always a real special thing for our people.
You guys also have something set up called Santa's Workshop. Who all is involved with Santa's Workshop, and what all goes on at Santa's Workshop?
Well, Santa's Workshop is really just kind of the name that we gave the whole extravaganza. It's just the whole area. So we have music playing. We have free refreshments where people can help themselves to we have juice boxes for the kids and coffee. We have cookies, both donated by an area coffee shop, as well as our volunteers making cookies. We have a game, a little spin it to win it, so you can win some gift cards to local restaurants, as well as dog-related prizes. We also have some little goodies that our volunteers have made over the years that we're able to sell to give right back to the dogs.
Now, when registering, you also get a gift bag. So what all comes in that gift bag?
Yes, in the gift bag, it comes with a dog toy, a dog treat, and we also have small and large bags, depending on how large your dog or small your dog is, as well as a CLE dog magazine. So while supplies last, but we usually have enough to be able to give one to everybody.
Very cool stuff. Now, you mentioned this has been going on for many, many years. Any idea what year this is for this process?
I want to say this is year 10 or 11 for Santa photos for us. So,
okay.
Yeah, we kind of started out small, and like you said, it's just grown over the years, and we have a lot of fun doing it, and it's the holidays, so everybody's pretty jolly and happy, and it's just nice to come and hang out with other people that love their dogs and listen to some fun music and get a great photo in the process.
Yes, everybody's very cheerful this time of the year, no question about that. Now, is this specifically for dogs or other pets involved in this as well?
Other pets can be involved, yes. So at the wonderful establishment that hosts us, Paws by the Lake, they take on a bunch of different animals. So it's pretty rare that we get the other animals, but we're more than happy to accommodate. We had a bunny once, well, actually more than once. We've had cats a couple of times. So although it's dog-centric because we are a dog rescue, we do welcome any animals.
Courtney, I'm just curious. I saw a couple of the pictures there on your website. They look amazing. Dogs very tentative to what's going on in front of them, looking right at the camera. Now, maybe this speaks to the training in my family, but our dogs have never been ones to sit still. How do you guys get the pictures so perfect with these dogs?
Oh, it's not easy. But we have a person or two that's gotten really, really good at this over the last couple of years, getting the dogs to look at the camera. We have people behind the camera that you would just laugh at if you sat and watched them for 15 minutes trying to get the dog's reaction. So, and that's what where the Santa's helper is going to help pop in this year as well, is to help handle them with Santa, especially when there's more than one dog, and to hopefully help those people get the better shot. But yeah, squeak toys, noises, whistles, you name it, we've tried it.
Well, you guys have clearly done that very well over the years. I mean, this has been going on for over a decade. You mentioned earlier, Courtney, that you guys had to extend this an extra hour, so it's now a five-hour Christmas extravaganza. And when you're doing things like that, you have well over 100 people attending this thing. That tells you that you're doing something right. So you've got folks who are very well-versed in getting the attention of these dogs to get them to pose for just a few seconds, right? Because that's all it takes, just a few seconds to get that perfect shot.
You know, and that's all it takes is those few seconds. You're absolutely right. Although we've had some practice at it, we really appreciate the big picture photography and not only donating their time, but being so great and getting that picture when all you have are those few seconds.
Will you guys have any dogs there that are up for adoption?
You know, at this event, we don't, just because we do get such a big group of people coming in with their own dogs. So unfortunately, this isn't an adoption event as well. But we make it fun for you otherwise. And we also have information on our dogs there at all times. So.
Well, and I can't imagine it not being a fun atmosphere. I mean, having the chance to bring your dog in or bring your pet. And as you mentioned earlier, you guys are open to any and all pets for the most part. And just getting them to sit down, take a picture with Santa, that's a perfect Christmas card opportunity. That's really a good place to go if you're looking for a spot to set up shop and get those Christmas cards ready, because it is most definitely that time of the year. Courtney, before we cut you loose, for our listeners who are out there wondering where they can go to get more information on Sunday's Christmas extravaganza, where can they go not only to learn more about Sunday's festivities, but also to learn more about the Love a Stray organization?
Very simple. You can visit loveastraydog.com. All the information on the extravaganza is there. All of our available dogs for adoption is there. The different avenues you can go about to donate to help us continue to save animals, all of it's there for your enjoyment.
Well, Courtney, we're certainly looking forward to it this Sunday in Avon Lake. The Christmas extravaganza for Love Astray sounds like it's going to be a really awesome time. Courtney, we always appreciate the time. Thank you for stopping by.
And we really appreciate you having us. Thank you so much.